813 Galesburg's Morning News, Knox County YMCA. Always lots of things going on there. There will be new sports starting soon. There's new things. If you haven't been in the Y for a little while, some changes there, updates, upgrades, different things going on. And joining us to talk more about it here this morning, been a little while, she's the Associate Executive Director, Kelly Corbin. Good morning,
Good
Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? I see we haven't seen you for a while.
I know.
must have been. We were talking, I guess, before some of the spring sports started.
I know. In the campaign, yeah.
So oh, that's right. In the campaign.
It's been a little while, yeah.
So, yeah, lots of stuff going on. And always, you know, you're always updating, upgrading things. And
yes.
One of the new things that's happened, if you haven't been to the Y for a little while, is the jungle gym that used to be a racquetball court is no longer the jungle gym or the racquetball court, but now the 30-minute express workout room, which is kind of an interesting thing. So you haven't gotten rid of anything as far as weight equipment. Some has just been moved, and then there's been some new weight equipment added in other areas.
Yes. So we moved our current selectorized weight machines into where the jungle gym was. And we donated that to another YMCA, actually.
Oh, okay.
So it's still in use.
Okay.
And so all that's in the 30-minute express room Y now. And then we put up a routine where if you use all the machines in the right order, you can get a full workout in 30 minutes or less. And then we purchased new selectorized machines for our wellness center.
Yeah, so. I get, and kind of the neat thing about that 30-minute express workout is you're getting in some cardio and some weight work kind of at the same time.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So it's a great workout. We have a sign-up, a nice sign-up in there. So if you just follow the routine, you can get in and out, get your workout in. It's a really nice room. We have a 360 T in there. So if you want to throw your weighted balls, I'm sure there's a nice term for that that I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
I'm not sure
either. But yeah.
Against a trampoline or a hard surface, you can do that. So there's some equipment like that in there. So it's a nice piece of equipment that's in there also. Rowers, steps, stuff like that also.
You know, that process actually went pretty quick of getting the jungle gym out, a quick paint job, new carpeting, and boom, there it was.
It was really nice. Yep, and we're going to be doing another new jungle gym into our McBride gym, so that way we can have all the youth equipment, all the youth things in the McBride gym. We do events in the evenings in the winter in the McBride gym. We have a blow up stuff and we lower the hoops and we have that for youth 12 and under staffed. And so that way we can have all our equipment down in there.
So I think the question about that with the McBride gym, I know you've got pickleball going, you can play basketball. And so what's going to happen? Is that going to eliminate some of that?
No, pickleball will still go on during the day. We love our pickleballers. They are they're great. They love pickleball. Who knew when I learned it in high school that it would be super popular, you know? Let's not say how many years
play.
Later.
I need to give that. Adam keeps telling me I need to come out and give it a try. I need to give it a shot. So it's kind of, and if you don't, it's kind of like a mix between what, tennis, ping pong, and badminton, kind of all mixed into one on a court.
Yes. So they really like to play. So it'll still go on during the day. Everything will fit. We've measured it out. We'll have our jungle gym in there, and we just move the pickleball courts over a little few feet, and everything will still fit. So. Plenty of room.
Yeah, absolutely. Associate Director of Knox County YMCA, Kelly Corbin, joining us this morning. Of course, now, you really don't have to do any work during the summer because you've got an intern.
Yes.
Right? So you do nothing.
We have Riley. Fantastic, Riley.
Riley Whitsitt, who's in here with us this morning as well. Good morning, Riley. I'm glad Kelly's getting some help. I appreciate that. So. but so much going on. So the update of the jungle gym out, the 30-minute workout room in there. One of the other things, you got something coming up real quick, and are you still looking for donations of cardboard boxes?
And
other cardboard products. Tell us about that, what you got going on.
Yep. Riley's been working on our cardboard challenge. This is our first year we're doing it. It's going on August 4th from 10 to 2. You can come in, it's for youth 15 and under. This year our theme is robots. And you can build a robot we're going to have cardboard boxes. We got some donations from West Rock. They've been fantastic. Gave us some cardboard. We'll have the basics, glue, scissors, whatnot. And you can build a robot, and then we're going to have a competition from 2 to 3 with some judges and give out a trophy. And, of course, we'll have something for everyone always. Everybody's a winner.
So, but if you've moved and you got some boxes, or you got the tubes from toilet paper or from paper towels, you can still use those, right?
Yes, yeah. Do you want to tell them what kind of stuff we're looking for?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Riley.
Well, pretty much we have been needing some more stuff to make it more creative, besides the cardboard. Looking for just pretty much egg cartons, milk cartons.
Oh, okay. Never thought about the egg cartons. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Around there. And if you want to get real creative, some old stuffed animals or toys like action figures, that could be another good addition. We're also taking in chew boxes, cereal boxes, and those little bouncy balls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kinda like hacky sacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, or yarn, or we've had donations of yarn and fabric, just random things that kids could put on their robots and make them unique.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've had some great donations. My office looks spectacular right now.
That's why you have an intern.
Yeah.
That is why she has an intern, yep.
So that one's the event on August 4th?
August 4th, okay. From 10 to 2. You can drop in. You don't have to stay the whole time. You can just drop in, build your robot. You can leave, come back. And then from 2 to 3 is kind of a showcase time where the community can come, parents can come, and the kids can show off their robots. And we'll have judging and give out some prizes.
Is there a cost to participate?
No, it's all free.
So you don't have to be a Y member?
Don't have to be a Y member for youth 15 and under. Just stop in and have some fun and give you something to do on a Saturday morning and afternoon.
There's another thing. Social media, nothing to do, nothing for kids to do. And if there is a cost. Well, no, it's absolutely free. And then, that's something great
to
do.
It's free. There's a thing called an international cardboard challenge. Mm-hmm. And so we're not doing it on the dates they are, but we just thought it'd be fun to participate and do something interesting. And they have a different challenge every year. And so just seemed like a fun idea. So
Kelly Corbin, Associate Executive Director of the Knox County YMCA, joining us this morning. Also, her intern for the summer, Riley Whitsett, joining us here. So a lot of other things going on. Of course, we're not far off from some fall sports getting started.
Yes. So soccer is huge in the fall. We have our fall soccer league for preschool through fifth grade. That'll be starting. You can register now. The games start September 8th, and they go through October 13th. That's for members and non-members. We have a lot of fun out there. Lots of preschool is my favorite, of course.
It's such a blast to me. Like, you know, like the World Cup is nothing compared to watching the preschool, because you see this whole mass of however many kids are on the field all around the ball. The ball pops out, and then the whole mass surrounds the ball again. It's fun.
Yes.
It's fun to watch.
Yes. It's been my absolute favorite time at the YMCA is coaching preschool soccer.
it's a lot of fun. So that's getting underway. And
we're always looking for coaches. Okay. If you'd like to volunteer, it's one night a week and Saturdays to coach. It's very fulfilling.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Done it before, and it's a blast.
Yes.
So you got that going. Of course, always all kind of different fitness classes going on.
Yep, group fitness classes. We just had a launch week for Les Mills Body Pump and all that, all free and included with your membership. People are very excited during launch week, new tracks for the music, and there's a competition going on right now where you can, if you're a member, you can bring someone free to your class and earn a free t-shirt. And people love t-shirts. I love t-shirts. And get people interested in the fitness classes. So that's a great promotion. And then we're also starting some small group fitness classes. So that's going to be starting up in August. So you can check our Facebook page for the details for that.
All right. Again, Knox County YMCA, you can check the Facebook page or website as well.
And
you know what? The great thing, there are three different Ys you have the choice of going
to. Right.
One of them's open 24/7. You can go in there anytime to do your workout.
Yep.
Here at the Downtown Y around the corner from us, of course, over Knoxville, then out on Carl Sandburg Drive. So.
Yeah, it's great. The Downtown Y is doing fantastic. And Knoxville is going well. Great collaboration there with Knoxville High School. And And our main branch is just bursting with day camp kids right now. So,
absolutely. Yes. Well, that's another thing. It won't be long if people want to get their kids signed up for before and after school program.
Before and after, yep. Registration will start in August there. They're getting everything ready and staff set. And that runs before school from 6:30 in the morning till school starts, and then after school until 6. It's a fantastic program. I don't know how I would have made it working without that program. So I'm sure I'm not alone in that sentiment. Lots of people use it. We have over 500 kids that use that program every year. So
yeah, absolutely. Executive Director of Knox County YMCA, Kelly Corbin. Riley Witsit, summer intern, joining us here this morning. And, you know, we talked about the campaign previously. Mm-hmm. And the reason you have the campaign every year, raising money, because we want to remind people all the time that, well, people say, well, yeah, the why, but that costs a lot of money. No, it doesn't. Number one, it doesn't cost that much. And two, right. No matter, you do not turn anybody away due to lack of ability to pay.
Absolutely. Yep. That's the reason we hold an annual support campaign every year. If you come in and we discuss the fees and it's a little too much for you, we have scholarships available. We don't turn anybody away due to their inability to pay. So you just bring in documentation of your monthly income, and anybody at the desk can let you know what we could offer you. And if that's still a concern, then you can talk to our membership coordinator, Melissa, or membership director, Ashley, and we can still see what we can work out. So the membership costs are definitely not a concern if you want to join the YMCA.
Yeah, so that is a great thing. And again, with three locations, hey, it also supports, there's so many programs. The Solutions program is such a big one that has gone and keeps expanding and more kids. And that's, yep. You know, we had this conversation a couple Saturdays ago about some things going on here in the town and some of the resolutions of the problems. And a lot of it starts with kids.
Yep.
And the Solutions program is such a huge part about that.
Yes.
And so many kids are doing so well in that program.
Yeah, it's been great being in the two junior highs and in the high school. We have great staff. I think it all comes down to the right people doing the right things. And we definitely have the right staff in place doing that program. And the kids really respond to them. And we've seen results. We want to do a program that shows results. And we've seen reductions in tardies and absences and an increase in GPAs. And it's awesome to have a program that can prove that it's working.
Yeah, Joey Range, Quincy Morrison, and Mandy Peterson, and they're doing a great job, and I know the kids seem to respect them, look up to them, and it's working.
Yes.
That's the main thing. So I guess as far as the support campaign, I mean, if you weren't around or you didn't know, and you would like to help any time of the year, if you want to help financially in any way, you can do that.
Anytime, you can make a donation to our annual support campaign. We also have our endowment fund that we also we're also working on. That is something we're really working hard on right now. We've been in the Knox County community for 152 years, and we want to ensure that we're here for another 150 years. So any donations to our endowment fund will help fulfill that mission.
And it can be really, really easy, whether it's a support or endowment. If you're a Y member, you can, if you want, you can just add a little extra to your monthly fee that can go
towards it. You can add it to your fee.
Right.
You can just make a straight out donation. You can leave stock gifts. You can leave a life insurance policy. Lots of different ways. We have some funds with the Galesburg Community Foundation. We have some funds elsewhere. So lots of easy ways to make donations to the YMCA and ensure it's here for future generations.
All right. So so much going on. Anything else that we missed out
on? Oh, my goodness. Oh, just, swim lessons they're always going on.
Right.
We teach over 700 kids a year to learn to swim, which is super important in Knox County. There's lots of lakes and water, bodies of water.
From age, I mean, like very early.
Parent-child up to, we have our active swim team.
And up through adults,
up
too.
Up through adults. Yeah, it's amazing how many adults learn to swim each year at the Y. It's a good thing. It's neat to see. So they're going on now, and then they'll begin again September 3rd. We'll have our annual closing of the pool coming up here so we can power clean it and all that fun stuff. So it'll be shut down for about a week. And
we mentioned fitness classes. You also have aquatic fitness classes for those that have like maybe joint pain, arthritis, whatever.
Yes.
That's great for people with
those
problems.
We have some awesome instructors. We have Beth and Tiffany and Rebecca, and they really know how to get you working in the pool, and they come out they come out tired.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, like in the cardio room, if you've never lifted weights or never used that equipment, say, well, I don't know if I want to get a membership. I don't know how to use that. Well, you have people that will show you exactly what you need to do.
With your membership, you get 3 free wellness coaching sessions. And so you just sign up at the front desk and you get 3 free half hours. And they can show you how to use any of the machines. Or if you need more assistance or want a personalized plan, we always have personal trainers. Carmen will figure out something for you and work with you, and she's really great at that.
And there's always somebody there to answer a question.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yep. You can stop by any of our offices, and we can always have Adam go out there and show you how to work a machine.
Oh, yeah. Because he can work them.
He can. He's fantastic.
Kelly Corbin, Associate Executive Director of the Knox County YMCA, also Riley Witsit, summer intern. Kelly, anything else we need to get to? So much going on.
I know. That was a lot. I think we covered everything. Everything's going great, and I hope everybody comes out for the Cardboard Challenge and has
August,
a fun day.
August 4th, right?
Yes.
So next weekend.
Yeah. Yep. And if they have any questions, they can always message us on Facebook or shoot us a text or message us through our website.
All right. Lots of great stuff going on, Knox County YMCA. Kelly, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Riley, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.